You are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, Radio for the Rest of Us. This is Greybeard, starting out the first half hour of the Motherland Influence. We get together every Sunday and bring you African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds. And that's what we're going to do today. And by the way, we work hard at this. And I probably sound like it. I'm usually half asleep by the time I get here.
That hard weekend.
Yeah, that was a rough weekend putting the show together. Yeah,
that's what it was.
Actually, music's pretty much all I think about all the time. I do other stuff, but I've got music always going through my head, thinking of what I can do on the show. So that's what we bring to you.
Yeah, and why are you telling us a little extra maybe today? Telling us a little extra.
Well, a little extra because we want you guys to do a little extra if you can. We'd absolutely appreciate it very much. If you could donate whatever you can, but just, you know, remember, you start getting the cool stuff when you hit $50.
Yeah, you do. $5 will make you feel good. $50 will make you feel better. You start looking a little better.
Yeah.
We all have new T-shirts on. We needed them. We all apparently needed new T-shirts.
We all have the same shirts. Like it's, the same thing was happening. Yeah, I don't have to wash.
The only way we can get new clothes.
Yeah, I don't have to wash anything today, so I'll buy a T-shirt.
I hope they have a fun drive so I can get a new shirt.
Anyway, you can get the new shirt, too, starting at the $50 level. We also have some CDs. The person who donated $100 didn't take the stash from the last show, so we're going to roll that over. So we'll still have those three CDs.
That's Black Bazaar.
Yeah.
Also, Bouge Le Monde from Staff Bendibilili and
Bachata Roja.
Yeah. So, the new CD, Bachata Roja, Amor y Amargue.
If you want to dance, those are your CDs. And we're going to have some more special ones for this one. All you got to do is call 804-622-9747. And that's $100 for the three CD stash, plus the T-shirt, plus a discount card that will get you discounts to WRIR events. And there's like
we always have the best parties, so you want those discounts. So, we always throw great parties throughout the year and have nice events coming up. So please donate now at 804-622-9747.
Speaking of events, where is that? Where is that one I wanted to read? Here we go. I'm going to read this one. Did you know that Jackson Ward was once dubbed the Harlem of the South, with great acts like Ella Fitzgerald and James Brown playing the Hippodrome, or that Sunshine Sue, the Queen of the Hillbillies, played regularly right here. Where almost got away from me. Played regularly right here in RVA at the Lyric Theater on September 29. Come take a ride on the WRIR Richmond Music History Tour. Join Richmond music historian Greg Kimball and his guide assistants on a bus tour around town. From old-timey to funk to punk, see the sights that made and make Richmond a musical landmark. There will be two tours, one starting at 11 a.m., the other at 2:30 p.m. Tickets available online at www.brownpapertickets.com. Reserve your seat today. Space is limited. Sponsored by the Rainbow Minute, To the Bottom and Back, and the Camel. It's the WRIR Richmond Music History Tour. Don't miss the bus.
And if you donate at $200, you'll get tickets to the Amy Goodman event, and you'll get tickets to ride the bus, too. So both of those kind of WRIR slated events are happening next weekend. So go ahead and give us $200 to get those tickets now.
We work hard here to entertain and inform you with some alternative news and sounds. So today we're going to celebrate. Yesterday was Malian Independence Celebration Day, and had the pleasure of seeing Chekamala Jabate, who's based in Washington, originally out of Mali. And he was here putting on a great show, and the man has some wonderful fingers on the guitar, banjo, and the kora. He's a very talented man, and on vocals. And he had a great band backing him up, and had Tim Harding sitting in on saxophone. How you doing, Tim? All right, so we're going to start out with some music from Chekamala Jabate to celebrate Malian Independence Day. And hopefully we'll have some folks here from Virginia Friends of Mali to help us discuss some Malian history and our connection to our sister city in Mali. All right.
And if I could throw one more thing at you before you press play, Cuba Cuba Food just got here. So if you want to enjoy dinner with us, sit back and enjoy the music, then stop on by 1621 West Broad Street. Come on up the stairs, donate in person, have a meal, and sit back and listen to some music.
Yeah, thanks, Cuba Cuba.
Seriously, Cuba Cuba is here. 1621 West Broad Street. B, up the steps. Come get some food. Make a donation.
Listen to cool tunes.
Check out. Hang out with us here at the station. Make a request. We're easy.
Pour tout le monde.
Last one. More music out of Mali from 86. Super Bitan de Segu from Afro Jazz du Mali and the tune Bara Musu. Before that, one of my favorites, Amadou and Mariam. This is before they got overproduced. Back 1999 off the Je Ne Musu CD. And you heard the tune Chantez Chantez. And then the great Shekamala Jabate before that off his latest CD, Ake Doni Doni or Take It Slow. We heard the tune Wantu Doke. And you're hearing that here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we have guests in the studio. Well, tell us about your show. You've been here all this time.
I've been here. Monday nights, I do the 12 Fluid Ounces show. It's more of your Americana roots, rockabilly, hillbilly, surf, and blues kind of thing. But I'm coming in here. I'm here to talk about the Fun Drive. That's why I'm here, just to try to drum up some support and some money from all of our listeners, from all of your listeners and mine. And 804-622-9747 is the phone number. But without further ado, tell us about our visitors here.
We have some guests from friends of what's the correct pronunciation? Is it friends of Virginia, friends of Mali. Thank you. Yeah. All right. It's Aunt Anna Edwards and. Robin, I'm sorry, what was your last name, Robin?
Polton.
Okay. You guys want to share? Maybe if you're not using that one. Thanks.
And you've been bumped.
Yes, I don't mind getting bumped.
And Robin, you can have this mic here.
Okay, so here I am.
All right. So what is Virginia Friends of Mali? What is it, you guys?
Virginia Friends of Mali is a nonprofit organization that was established in 2005 in order to help Virginia's teachers know more about the Empire of Mali because it had been added to the Virginia SOLs for third and sixth graders.
Cool.
And so that was sort of the start of it, and then it sort of started to blossom and flower in several different directions.
All right.
One of them is that we have a sister city relationship with Ségou in Mali, which is the second largest, I think, city in Mali, and one of the important cities along the one main road, which travels along the same path as the Niger River, okay, between the northern parts and the southern, and its capital in Bamako.
All right, how did we come about to get to pull that off? How did that happen?
The sister city relationship. Yes. Robin, jump in.
Well, the Prime Minister of Mali came here and brought an invitation letter from Ségou to Richmond.
Okay.
And when a Prime Minister comes here, well, he gets to meet the governor and he gets to meet, you know, the president of ECU, but he also gets the attention of people like me.
Okay.
And we said, okay, well, if we're going to do Sister City, then we better have Virginia Friends of Mali to support it, because you can't do something without a support group.
Okay.
So we created Virginia Friends of Mali, and here we are.
All right.
Yesterday was Mali's National Day, 52nd anniversary of independence. We had a party of 150 people, and Sheikh Omalla Djarmaté was there to play fantastic Malian music in front of the Malian ambassador who came down from Washington. So, you know, it's happening.
And it was fantastic. I had the pleasure of catching him perform. He's a wonderful performer. If you ever get a chance to check out Sheikh Omalla Djarmaté, I highly advise it.
Well, he lives in Washington. He'll come anytime you pay him.
Yeah, really.
And he's a grill, so you have to pay him. And when he comes, you have to pay him a bit more and tell him
yeah,
he's great.
Yeah, really.
Well, that's how we support the arts, right?
Yeah. It was funny. I think he was playing at in Fulton Hill one time, and he was playing, and I started, I guess you'd call it spraying or something. Is that where you're giving him the money?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I started they like doing, that. They grills
yeah,
really like that.
I started doing that. I pick up enough of the language to tell he was automatically, he just like looked at me and started singing to me.
Yeah,
it was pretty
right,
funny.
When he sings to you, or especially if he sings your family name, you yes, have to pay up. My Malian name is Maki Tal.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he sees me, if he starts singing to the Tals, I have to pay up. And I normally make sure that I have a bunch of $1 bills so I can spray him.
Yeah.
But when he starts singing Tal, I have to get out a $10 bill.
I have a feeling I owe him a lot of money.
No, but you're also a Tal. And I'm your elder, so I have to pay
okay,
for
so
it.
So you paid on my behalf. All
absolutely.
Right.
You're my sister.
All right. So you have a book here. So you want to tell us about that?
Well, I've got several books.
Okay.
I've lived in Mali on and off since 1980. And the most recent book that I wrote is called Jita. It's about a Malian girl who was born in Virginia.
Okay.
And it is, it's a particularly interesting book because you flip it, you'll see that on one side it's written in English and the other side is written
oh,
in French.
Okay.
And it's been written so that teachers in Virginia can teach it and teachers in Mali can teach it. They'll be teaching the same thing. They'll be teaching about the relationship between Virginia and Mali, the modern relationship, cell phones and, you know, Sheikh Omalla Djarmaté and things, and the old relationship, which of course is based on the slave trade,
okay,
because many, many Richmonders have Malian ancestors, but they don't know that.
Right.
And what we want to do is to explain that the Malian ancestry is a wonderful ancestry. It's an ancestry of empires and culture and music, and most of what we think of as Southern American culture actually is Malian culture.
Yeah.
And all our music is Mali music.
Yeah, one of the artists I'm about to play next, Ali Faka Touré, he definitely bridges that gap between the American and the African griot sound.
Well, he's a personal friend of mine, and if you'd like, after we've played his wonderful music, we can talk about the man.
Okay. All right. I'm going to play one more tune, and also don't forget, we're in the middle of our fun drive, and we bring you this information and music as volunteers here at WRIR. And the number to call is 622-9747-804, 622-9747, or you can go to www.wrir.org and click the donate button and give us a hand. Every little bit helps to keep the lights on, to pay the bills. We have some serious bills here to take care of. As everybody has bills. We've got some pretty different ones. We have to pay for radio shows and probably a bit of a higher electric bill than you might have at home. So
for sure.
And every little bit helps. Thank you very much. All right, from one of Ali Faka Touré's more popular CDs here in the West, the Source, we're going to hear cut number 3, Roque. And he would be considered, it's what we call, I guess, like vocal historians of Mali. A lot of the history has been passed down from musician to musician, or griot to griot, or historian to historian, and basically they sing the history of their country, and they keep that going as long as they can keep it going. So let's hear.
Ya na masina atila mija ifura gela na misana na mija na masina atila mija ifura gela na misana na.
The great Malian grill master, Ali Fakature, from the CD The Source, and the tune Roque, I think is how you pronounce it. Beauty is inborn, nature is best left alone, and sung in the Sorhai language. And had backing vocals from Grupa Asco. And also Taj Mahal was also playing, the great blues artist Taj Mahal was playing on that. Also, and you said... You were friends with Ali Fakature?
Yeah, he's a great man, and a really charming man. Yeah, the day that he got his Grammy, he was in Bamako. He didn't live in Bamako, he lived in Nyafunke.
Yes, sir.
Which is up near Timbuktu. Later on, he became the mayor of Timbuktu. He became the elected mayor of Timbuktu. But when he got his Grammy, he wasn't yet the mayor of Timbuktu. He was just a great rising star, and... His Grammy was for his Talking Timbuktu record with Ray Cooder.
Right.
And so he was down there, and there was a ceremony at the American Embassy, and the American ambassador gave him the Grammy, and then we had a party for him back at the house. And he came over, and we had a great party, and lots of friends and stuff, and he was all very happy and very cheerful. And then the next day, we had our mother out staying, and the next day... A truck drove up outside the house, and a very large white sheep got out and was brought in. And this was Ali Farkas' gift to our mother. It's a very African thing to do. It was wonderful. And so the next day I thought, right, well, we're going to have kebabs for us. Great. So I came back for lunch expecting to have kebabs. No, it was we were just having salad, and the sheep, instead of being on the table, was standing at the table eating salad being fed by my mother. It was a very domestic sheep. And in fact, there is a tradition in Africa that you keep a white sheep or ram in the front yard, and it is the scapegoat. It is the place that the evil spirits will go and leave your family, protected. Mm-hmm. And this was probably one of the scapegoats from his yard that came over to our yard. A nice story.
That's very good. That's very
great.
Thank
great
you.
Story. Lovely man.
All right.
We are in the middle of our fun drive. That's why he stopped by and given us some just great stories. And just wanted to just kind of drives home what a community station this is and what a community event these fun drives always are. And people are stopping by. They're having a meal with us. They're enjoying some music, sharing a story. 804-622-9747 is the phone number in order to donate. Appreciate so much everybody who has contributed on all these different levels, on so many different levels, monetarily and time-wise and story-wise. It's just been a fantastic afternoon, and I definitely appreciate it. Please call now, though, 804-622-9747. We desperately need your donations at this time and in order to bring this fun drive, this fall fun drive, to a successful close. So thanks again for those that have donated and those that are waiting. We need you. We need a hero right now. So give us a call right now and help us fill up those coffers. It's coming in right now. $50 will get you our brand new t-shirt that so many of the volunteers are wearing around the station. $100 will bring you the t-shirt as well as a discount card for many of the WRIR events. $200 will bring you tickets to the next weekend's events with Amy Goodman, as well as the bus ride, the musical tour bus ride. And then $365, you can donate your time and read one of our great Rainbow Minutes, as well as all the other prize money. So, Graybeard, what do we have next, sir?
Well, first, I'd like to thank Mr. Poulton, Mr. Robin Poulton, for his donation. And he got the second stash of CDs. And thank you very much. We appreciate that.
It's a nice surprise. Thank you.
But we still have the first three. We'll rattle those off again later, unless you have that with you. I think that might be. Is that the first one or the second one?
This is the first one. It's one with Black Bazaar, and we still have those.
Yeah,
I believe
we still have those. So next $100 donation, we have those three CDs along with the WRIR discount card, along with the T-shirt, and there's something else in there, wasn't it?
Our gratitude, perhaps.
Yes. Yeah. Good feeling for being part of the community.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a great community station. It's a great community place to be, and these fund drives are always a lot of fun. So I appreciate everybody coming by to donate, as well as their phone calls and donations online. WRIR.org is the place to donate online, and those have been coming through steadily all day as well. So thanks again.
Thank you very much. My name is Dowdy. I'm here with Greybeard every week, bringing you 2 hours of African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds. I want to thank Robin for coming in today. And the next song we're going to play is something from Sori Bamba, a guy who's pretty famous for bringing Dogon folkloric sounds to the modern world. And we're going to hear something from an older LP of his, simply called Sori Bamba du Mali. We're going to hear one of his most famous songs. I think this is the original version. You can hear it on a number of CD reissues, but I think this is the original version of Mayel.
Diggy, diggy, diggy. Kanya, kanya, we.
Sayuwe, iri omboye.
Sayuwe,
sayuwe, sayiri omboye.
Sayuwe, sayuwe, iri omboye.
Sayuwe, iri omboye.
Yeah.
diyara jamana file be ni ye wala no jamana diyara anga be wo maden farafu nando be na jamana be diyara anga be wo maden farafu nando ma be anga ni misawo
Okay, you are listening to the Motherland Influence here on WRIR. That last track was Sally Sidi Bey from her CD called Wasolu Foli. We heard the song called Numan Kela. Before that, we heard from Baseko Kuyate and Ngoni Ba. Those guys played here at the Folk Festival. What was that, 2 years ago?
Last year.
Yeah. Man, they just blew everybody
away
right off the stage. And they were incredible. From their latest CD called I Speak Fula, we heard the song called Jamana Bedja. And we started off the set with Sori Bamba from an LP, an older album on the Sonafric label called Sori Bamba Dumali. We heard the song called Mayel.
in that last piece, did you hear the flute?
Yes.
This Fulani flute, which is so typical, so evocative. Come on, Anna, read us a little bit about the flute.
So, probably the flute was the first musical instrument, for shepherds and goatherds heard the music of the reeds and cut a reed to imitate the wind, long before men had learned to raise domestic herds. Ancient hunter-gatherers heard the music of the reeds and made their own musical imitations of wind and water. Then they tied twisted wheat or millet straw across a calabash and made the first one-stringed instrument, the dilibo, the precursor of the Mali and Ngoni, of the flute, the guitar, the banjo, ancient ancestor of the multi-stringed harps, the kora of the Manding and the sitar of India and the Celtic harp, and distant ancestor of violins, violas, and cellos.
The dilibo was the one string, the first instrument. You remember Bo Diddley?
Sure.
That's where he got his name. He took dilibo and turned it around. That is
Are you
how,
serious? Because yeah, absolutely. Because and that's amazing because Jellymari Tunkara cites Bo Diddley as one of his favorite musicians.
Well, the dilibo is the ancestor of all our guitar music.
Cool. Do you want to say something about the fun drive? You want to sneak in here?
Sure, let me sneak in here.
Here's Will.
I'm Will, but I'm here, and everybody's here, actually. Robin Poton and Anna Edwards, obviously, in here, too, just because of the fun drive, announcing different things and sharing their love of the music, sharing their love of the community, too. So 804-622-9747 is the phone number. We are in the middle of our fall fun drive. This is really our peak last down-to-the-crunch hours, so if you've been waiting, you're going to be our hero. So we're really looking for some big donations, and for those donations to just kind of trickle in. It doesn't matter whether it's $5, $10, $15, $20, but at $50, we'll give you a really nice new t-shirt. You can wear it down to the Folk Festival. A lot of mention has been brought around about the Folk Festival. Wear your WRIR colors with pride and come down to the Folk Festival and show them off. Show them off all over town. But in order to get one, you'll have to donate at the $50 level. That's 804-622-9747 or online at WRIR.org. Again, thanks to Anna Edwards and to Robin for coming in and sharing with us some stories and some insight into this amazing music that we love so much. So thanks again, 804-622-9747. Please call now.
And broadcast at WRIR is made possible in part by Couscous Restaurant. Couscous offers a seasonal Moroccan and Mediterranean menu, including falafel, lamb, chicken, and vegan dishes, plus desserts made in-house. Open for lunch Monday through Friday with dinner Monday through Saturday. For menu reservations or carryout, call 804-358-0868 or visit couscous900.com. Couscous 900 West Franklin Street in the Chesterfield Apartment Building. And Robert,
first person to give $1,000 will take gets Anna Edwards for lunch at Couscous at my expense.
Oh wow.
You get to dine with me.
Oh, dine with you, not on you. They get Anna Edwards for lunch.
I thought whatever you can negotiate. All right. Let's just move right along.
All right. All right, so let's hear some more music from Baco Danyon, another wonderful woman singer from her CD Titati. Here is Tubaca.
Monino manja ken netunye wa sila maru filako. Ah, fali la lule ya tolunte sobe sala. Iye makolo andi kambe so. Kini kini dalilero Tomonino manganke netunye wasila madu filako Bari demiseni ate tanadi Akili soro bali ale tanadi Fale la lola nye pere miele nina Sanu pere miele wali pere miele Money fin pere mie, ne wale yini na.
fedalaye doni kawala horona feledwa kuma kani alimiri kini kini dalere onkin tura awulaje walikela lu kamare maluye mogonegenale alubito iladi anyero kai furula jawuyale walikela lu sunguru baluye monenale alubito iladi anyero kai furula jawuyale ah kele kote ite fara ite fara ite fara ite fara kele kana baro kama soro mo fe soni bela Canabaro, Camasoro, mon fait, soigne Bella, Diaboulage. Neca Fodunia, Poigne Peremien, et Nina. Sanon Peremien, et Wally Peremien, Asu Peremien, et Wally Nina. Madame Onkeitale. Ite suene ni foto duma Moni di anyemo barake fara la di foto dodama Kini kini kumate bana fola a jibi kelini Ye fari masama ke dogo muso ne asule ni madam kita kono nangasarila tere gali musole ja asue musoreri madamo keitale makono yandi kametumaro nangasarila nangasarila teretiane netunye wayasila teretiane teretia a Neteretia we, neteretia ne ne tunye wa silamadu filako.